Blog Talk Radio.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Disappointing. I have no idea who sang that, but she's good. She's very good. Hey, you know what? I want to start today with scripture because it just seems like the same kind of scripture is coming up every day, sometimes two, three times a day, and it's just good. It's encouraging, and it's uplifting, and it's something we need to remember and think about, okay? This is Romans 8, 27 through 29. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestine to be conformed to the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. So, you know, guys, God knew you were going to come be his child. He knew you were going to join the family of God, though when you were born, you were in the family of God. You had to make that conscious choice. You know, we each have to make that conscious choice. So God has a plan. He always has a plan. We have free choice, but with that free choice is God's plan. Whatever choice you make, when a choice comes up in your life, whatever choice you make, God's plan accommodates it. Therefore, we keep free choice, you know, and it's our responsibility to make the good choice. And there's more than one good choice. It's never just cut and dried one this way, that way. But you make the best good choice for you, and God accommodates that into his plan. So you know what? Never, ever think that God don't have a handle on it. Never think you surprise him, because you don't surprise him. And when you're going through a tough time, there's a reason for it. God has a reason for that. It's teaching you something. It's teaching you how to adjust to something or to handle something. And that, too, is in his plan. So don't think he doesn't have it, because he does. He has it. Big time. So much better than we could ever think. So much better than we could ever do. You just don't lose sight of the fact that he's always got you in his hand. His plan is always right there. And he tweaks it here, tweaks it there, depending on your choices. He doesn't like making those bad tweaks. He doesn't like you making the bad choices, but you have the free will to do that. Not a good thing, but you have that free will. It's totally up to you. But you know, when you get to the end of that plan, when the time comes that you have to say goodbye to your loved ones and this world, it's too late to change the plan. It's too late to change your choices. So try and make the good choices on your way, okay? Make them on your way so you don't have to worry about the end total line on that plan. It's going to be good because you made the good choices as you were going along. Okay? That's what you got to think about. All right? Now I've got one more. And this goes with what I was just saying about your choices. This is Romans 12:21, and it says, "Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good." So, you know, there's going to be some crap happening in your life sometimes. Not everything is going to be good. It's not always going to be wine and roses. We know that. But it's all part of the plan. It's all preparing you for something. And don't think that it's just tossed in the air and whatever falls down is what you got. It doesn't work that way, okay? God has it. God has it. He knows what you need. He knows what you're asking for, but you might be asking for what you want, not what you need. God's going to give you what you need, okay? So maybe when we pray, we shouldn't be saying, "Oh, I really want this, Lord," or "I really would love this person to be with me," or "I would really want this to happen." No. Maybe we should think about changing that to say, "You know, Lord, I would like this, but you give me what I need, and I know you will take care of it." Because that's the way it works. You can ask for what you want all day long. If you don't really need it, you might not be getting it, okay? Because it might not be something that's good for you or what's best for you. And God's going to always do what's best for you, okay? So take that into consideration. Just like what Jesus prayed in the garden, "Not my will, but thine, Lord." May not always be exactly what we ask for, but it's going to be exactly what we need, and it's going to be exactly what's good for us to prepare us for whatever part of God's plan it pertains to. We're not privy to God's plan. We're not supposed to be. But whatever's happening in your life, it's there for a reason. And it might not be fun, and it might feel bad, but there's a purpose. And it will all resolve itself for the good of God's plan for each one of us. Okay? So keep that in mind. And don't be discouraged. Don't lose hope. Don't lose focus. Don't think God doesn't care, because he's got it all right there in his hands. He truly, truly does. You know, and this is something. This next song is by Owen Mack when he was a boy. He's a grown man now, okay? But he did this when he was a boy. And I just got to get my computer woke up here. Sometimes it doesn't like. Here it is. Think about this. This goes along with our prayers of what we want as compared to what God wants for us or what we need. And think about what you would do before you throw a temper tantrum. Think about this. If Jesus comes tomorrow, what would you do?
If Jesus comes tomorrow to spend some time with you, would you answer all his questions or lie to hide the truth? Would you welcome him with open arms, or even let him in? If Jesus comes tomorrow, what then? Could you leave today? Are you ready to lay down your worldly goods and walk away? Would it take a month of Sundays just to tell him all of your if the sky turns black as midnight in the middle of day, and somehow you knew that Jesus would soon be on his way, would you have to beg forgiveness, or could you reach
try and lie to him? make yourself sound good. Hey, you know what? That's useless. You can't lie to Jesus. That's useless, totally useless. So you gotta just suck it up and answer his questions. And you know what? If you try and do the right thing all the time, you don't have to worry about that. And that's hard.
Oh, yeah, that's hard.
But you gotta do it, okay? And you know what? I just got a message that one of our friends has hurt his back, and another one in the chat has an injured arm that still hurts after a couple weeks, maybe longer. And you know what? People are just dealing with stuff. John is home from the hospital. That's a good thing. That's a good thing. But he's still healing. You know, it's not a done deal yet. So I kind of want to just take a couple minutes and say a quick prayer for all these people that need the Lord's healing touch, okay? Because Jesus only has to think about it. Okay, so let's do that right now. Let's just all kind of get ourselves quiet. Stop chatting for a couple minutes. I don't think it'll kill you. It won't even hurt, I promise. But if we can just stop chatting and say a prayer for these people that need a little extra support right now. Okay? All right. Dear Father, we're coming to you right now for those that are in need of your healing touch right now. Jesus, when you were here on this earth, all you had to do was to think it, to say the word, and the healing happened. You had to choose to touch and to say, with that touch, be healed, because of our problem with believing. But Lord, we don't have that problem here today. So I'm going to say prayers for these people that we know and love dearly, for your healing word to just float over them and heal what's wrong with them. We have John just out of the hospital. He had a problem with his back. Still has that problem. It's not done yet, and with your touch, it can be completely healed. We're trusting you to do that, Lord. We're asking you. We know that you can, and we are having faith that you will heal him completely, heal his legs completely. He's been told it'll never be the same, but it can be, because you can make it completely well. Touch him, Lord. Just say the word over him, and it can be completely healed. Clyde has hurt his back helping someone, Lord. Touch his back, Lord. Say the word over him, and heal whatever he has done to hurt it. Heal the injury. All it takes is a word from you, and it's done. We have the faith for it to happen. Lord, please. Greg's arm is not really getting better. Lord, please say the word over him and heal that problem for him, that he might have that healed. Victoria has a problem with her leg. Please, Lord, heal that for her. Heal that. And now I'm seeing where John has a problem with his neck as well. You know, Lord, his back, his neck, his legs. He needs your healing word right now and completely, Lord. He has the faith for it to be done. We have the faith for it to be done, Lord. We know of your healing power. We have felt your healing power. Please, Lord, please send the Holy Spirit with your touch to just float over them, to cover them, Lord, with your healing power. Let it flow and anyone else who is listening today that needs your healing power, Lord. We know all you have to do is say the word and it's done. We pray, Lord. We pray that all the healing is done through your word, the Holy Spirit, just floating over each one who needs the healing. And as it falls on them, Lord, the healing is taking place. We thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Jesus Christ and the Father, God. We thank you. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for our faith. Thank you for being accessible to us and being with us each moment of every day and every night. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, the helper that you sent to us. Thank you, Lord, for the great gift that Jesus Christ gave us through his death, so that we can hope for eternal life as he died for all of our sins to make all of this possible. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Touch each sore back. Touch each headache. We don't need those. They're unnecessary to life. Just send the Holy Spirit to fall and cover each one who needs your healing word. Thank you, Lord, so much. Accomplished. It is done. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, guys. And I have a song. And these songs I'm playing at first are songs that he sent me. This is the Singing Contractors. I know. But you'll be surprised. He touched me, which is what we just prayed for.
Yeah. Start with a verse.
Shackled by a heavy burden, beneath the load of guilt and shame.
Rose,
he touched me. Oh. touched me and made me whole.
Yeah, that was a sing-along song, and I was singing harmony. It's like, okay, they got the melody covered. I'll help them out. Oh, but that was so beautiful. Those guys, you know, I grew up in a construction family. I didn't know construction workers could sing like that. Not in the whole time I was growing up did I ever hear construction workers singing like that. But you know what? They got it down pat. It's good. And here's something that goes right along with that, guys. Healing, and you know, he really is great. He is all powerful. He is all loving, and he's always there for us. It's kind of mind-boggling when you think about it, but it's also very wonderful. It gives you such a peaceful feeling in your heart to know that no matter what, he's there and he has you. It might not always be sunshine and roses, but he's got it, and he's got each one of us in his hand. He's got big hands. Good thing, huh? I've got a song by Amy Grant. I don't know if y'all remember Amy Grant, but she's been around since '09. Well, maybe not that long, but anyway. She was a very prominent singer in the 80s, 70s and 80s. It was like if you thought gospel, you thought Amy Grant, you know? And that's just how it was. That's just how it was. Amy Grant and Christy Lane. So this is one that John sent me by Amy Grant, and it is I Can Only Imagine.
I can only imagine what it will be like when I walk by your side. I can only imagine what my eyes will see when your face is looking at me. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or will all of you be imagine? I can only imagine all creation bowed down, the whole universe saying your name out loud. I can only imagine all our broken lives resurrected in the healing light. Surrounded by your glory, what will my heart feel? Will I dance for you, Jesus, or will all you be still? Will I stand?
And that is so true. We can only imagine what it's going to be like. It's going to be wonderful. But we can only imagine until we actually get there. Which will happen. It'll happen. Patience. Sometimes that is so hard. Patience. I want to know without having to die to get there yet. I'm not ready for that quite yet. There are other things going to happen in my life. I don't want to interrupt the flow, so to speak. But I want to know. Too bad somebody can't come back and tell us. You know what I mean? But that's not allowed. So, hey, hey. All right. Here's one that just kind of puts the peace of Jesus into you. It really does. It really does. And all of these songs so far are songs that Ia sent me today. Yesterday, actually. We did this yesterday. But this one is All to Jesus, I Surrender by Vineyard. Surrender all. You don't have to worry about it. It's okay. You won't get hurt. It's fine. Hello, darling. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm hanging in there. I got one ear left. The other one's, I can't hear out of it at all. I got I got water in my ear, washing my hair.
Well, knock off that stuff.
Yeah, I'm supposed to wear earplugs when I wash my hair, but I don't always do that.
Well, now you know that you need to.
Yeah, but the reason I was calling was our family doctor retired last year, so we got a new one that stepped in his place in the same building, and she really didn't have what they call good bedside manners.
So she, I hear you.
This last November, she ups and leaves and don't tell us all. So when it came for us, get our regular prescriptions refilled and everything, we had to come in and talk to the first doctor that had retired so we could get them refilled. Well, they got a new doctor in there now. I've seen her twice. She's a real nice doctor. She knows what she's talking about. And she's
good.
Carolyn, I'm here to help you. And I
That's
said,
awesome.
Okay, I appreciate that. And I told her what happened with the previous doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, we won't be doing that. I said, okay. And I called Tuesday. The drugstore was arguing with the insurance company. They didn't want to sell one of my pills, so I had to get her involved. And she says, Carolyn, can you come in today? I said, looked at Clyde, and he says, no, not today, but in tomorrow. And she says, that'll work, and I'll discuss refilling your pills. I said, okay. So we went in, and she was last to look at my ear while I was there and recommended to me what to do for it. And she says, Carolyn, I went over your records over the weekend, and I'm surprised that you are on three pills, three different names, but them three pills do the same thing, and you are taking way too much of it. I'm surprised that you have not had a heart attack or not having seizures.
Oh, my word.
So she says, we have got to get you off of two of these. And I said, okay, I'll just stop taking them. She said, no, we can't shock your body that way. We're going to go 15 days at a time, lowering the doses down until you don't have to, your body's not dependent on it.
There you go. There you go.
Because I am surprised that doctor just worked that prescription out without even looking at your chart. And you're still here with us. I said, well, I guess I'm too honored to leave. And she kind of laughed about that. And she says, well, we're going to work with you, and I'm going to get you off most of them pills that you're on and get you on something that will help you.
I want her to come here so I can have her as my doctor.
Okay. She's in her maybe early 20s, somewhere in there. She's fresh out of medical school. So
okay, She's mid to late 20s.
Yeah,
there's 4 years of college they've got to go to, then 4 years of, what's that next step? Not the intern, but there's something between intern and college, and then... Oh, no, there's an intern. Then she's got her residency to have to do. Then she can go into private practice if she wants to. So she's at least, honey, she's at least 28, maybe 30.
Yeah. Well, she's real nice. Usually the doctor's visit with the family doctor would last 15 minutes, and you're on your way. Wednesday when we were over there, we were in her office for an hour and a half, just talking to her.
Well, that's the thing, though, because if you're going to pay $200 for an office visit, it'd be kind of nice to have some doctor's time, you know?
Yeah.
You bet.
My mother ended up in the hospital last Thursday. She got yellow jaundice, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Well, come find out, she had two humongous gallstones in her, and she doesn't have a gallbladder, but it was backing everything up in her system and causing her skin to turn yellow.
Ah, okay. Because usually jaundice is liver related, but there can be other causes. So yeah.
But it took four different types of tests. The MRI is what found it, and once they got in there, they found the second one. But she came home the day after they operated on her, and she's doing real good. And Mr. Clyde went up there yesterday to help her do some stuff that she can't do and messed up his back. Bless his heart.
Well, hopefully if he just takes a little bit of time out, it'll heal up and feel better. That would be a good thing. But, you know, you might need to hit the doctor and find out.
We're going to call the VA first thing in the morning.
That's
where he goes back.
At least you guys have a really good doctor. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah.
That's so good. I have trouble with my insurance company makes references of their in-network doctors and dentists. And out of six dentists, only one of them was even still in business. And the doctor that they gave me for my primary care, number one, there's only one doctor in the quote-unquote group. Number two, they're not taking new patients. Number three, they don't take my insurance. And so it's kind of like, hey, you know what? You guys need to update your network.
Over here at the family doctor, they're the only ones in town that will accept our military insurance.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, we have insurance through the post office because Clyde kept it even though he retired. Because one of my bottles of pills is $516 for 30 days. And if I didn't have those two insurances, I couldn't get my pills.
Exactly.
They're getting picky about what they're going to pay for.
Oh, yeah. And how much they're going to pay as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you've got to be, you have to be almost up on it as much as your doctor is. You have to know almost as much as your doctor does about what you're needing, and if they tell you a certain type of medication, you have to know as much about it as they do in order to say, yeah, okay, we can do that, or no, we can't, that's too expensive, I'm not going there, find something different. And if you've got a good doctor, that's not usually a problem, but you've got to be able to talk to them.
She's, like I said, she seems like she is going to be a really good doctor.
Good.
Lowered two of my pills down 20 milligrams, and I go back in 15 days, and then we're going to lower it 10 more milligrams. And I asked her, you know, like I said, why can't I just stop taking them? And she said, no, it drove my body into shock.
Yeah, and it'll kill you. It's like stopping your blood pressure medication just cold turkey. Don't do that.
Yeah.
It does. It shocks your system and kills you. So don't do that. No, don't do that.
And when she told me what could have happened, first I thought, oh, my Lord. And I know what seizures are, and I know I ain't had none of them. But that's the way that scared me.
Yeah.
I'm so glad she came along.
Yes. It sounds like you've got a good doctor. I'm hoping for the same thing. I'll be calling my doctor tomorrow. I'm hoping she'll be my doctor.
I'm interviewing her as much as she's talking to me, because I've got to have a doctor that I can talk to, that I can work with, because I don't take orders. I just don't. If a doctor is going to start ordering me to do things or to take certain things and just says, do this, do this, do this, it's not going to work because I won't do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, let's talk about it. If we can come to an agreement about what to do and why, okay, fine. But don't be ordering me about, because that's not going to work. It's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
And with being an elderly person, senior citizen, whatever you want to call them, it's like, okay,
I'm
old.
Old
now. Yeah, well, I'm not. I won't get old. But the thing is, being the age I am at, I've been around long enough to know what's wrong with me, to know what I need. Don't argue with me. Let's work together to make it work. You know, don't argue with me. Don't order me around. Let's do it together. And I'm not intimidated by doctors. You know, I'm just not. They're people. They make mistakes. They get things right. But they're just people. So
yeah.
I've been very, very fortunate in Arizona. I was very, very fortunate. They changed my doctors 3 different times in 1 year. Leaving, replacing, et cetera, et cetera. Finally found one that was going to stay there. He'd already been there for a number of years. I didn't like him, but I liked the PA that worked under him.
Yeah.
So I made arrangements to see his PA. I saw his PA for a good, 6-7 years. And it was great. We talked about stuff. He had homeopathic training. We did things that worked for me. And it was fantastic. It was like I wanted him to move with me so I could have him here. But now I've got to go through that whole process again. And please, God, make it easy, because it's just very daunting. It's very daunting. So especially when you live in a small area and you've got limited doctors to be able to see. So that's all right. I'll get it done. God will provide a doctor that I will get along with. It might take 2 or 3 tries, but it's going to be great. Yeah. So, hey, honey, I'm glad you called and let us know what you were going through and everything. And I hope that the prayer we did helps you as well as Clyde. And I am really, really glad you found a good doctor that'll take you through. Okay? That's absolutely awesome. We need
Clyde needs prayer, because it's not normal for him to stay in the bed and not be outside working when it's 83 degrees.
We included him in our prayer by name.
He heard it.
By name. And I think everybody will continue to pray for him until he is well and able to function without any pain. So it's all right. Yes, we did have him in our prayer by name. So it's okay. Okay? And we will continue to pray for both of you. And wear earplugs, honey. Wear earplugs. You need to do that. Just wear, you know, and tissue won't work because that is all icky bug. But wear earplugs. They're not expensive, and it's going to keep you hearing and from getting ear infections. Okay?
I have a thing of them in the bathroom, but
there you go.
The time of taking and putting them in my ears.
I know. Promise Aunt Jenny you're going to use them, okay?
Okay, I will do.
Do that. All right, honey. You go take care, and we're going to play some more music for you. And, hey, Clyde, I know you're listening, darling. Get better, honey.
Yeah, he's crossing his finger across his throat, like, cut it. She wants to do the show. Cut it.
There you go.
I'll say goodbye and go back to listening. And I got my laptop turned all the way up so he can hear it.
There you go. There you go. Okay, honey. We will talk to you. Thank you for letting us know what was happening with you. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye, sweetheart.
All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, guys. Right now, I have, I don't know, I think it's kind of a special one. Number one, it's by Tammy Wynette, and we haven't heard from Tammy Wynette in a long, long time. She is not on this earth anymore, such as it be. She was married to George Jones for a while, but they had a drinking problem, and when they were together, it was worse. So they didn't stay married. And that was the main reason why. But you know what? She did this song. And this is a song that E was going to record at Stax. But somebody stole his favorite microphone. And he wouldn't record without that favorite microphone. At least that was my impression. So he never recorded this song. But we have Tammy Wynette doing it, and I think that's pretty special, too. So here is The Wonders You Perform.
Oh, Lord, you know that I'm not one to bother you with little things. And you and I have never been too close. But we've always been on speaking terms. I've watched your way of doing things and tried to understand you more than most. No, I haven't gone to church the way I ought to, but I always thought you knew in my own way I worshiped you. While even your own children doubt and fail to understand the simple way you go about the things you do. I've seen the doubt up on the face of loved ones as they sadly placed a wreath of flowers on a tiny grave, and wondered why a child is brought into the world to only live for a little while and die you could have saved. But I believe that in your eyes this little child was something special, and you wanted it to be with you, no doubt. So with outstretched arms you beckoned it so simple that I reckon they can't understand the way you worked it out. Once I saw a young man growing till he neared the age of knowing, and I watched as something happened to his mind. No doctor could correct it, it was just as I suspected, and I marveled at your way of being kind. They tried everything in vain, and I was there when they explained it to the family how he slipped in to a trance. Guess you looked into the future, watched him turn it back upon you, loving him so much you couldn't take the chance. It took a lot of love to die for sinners such as I. I guess that's why you've never given up on me. You understood when some denied you, and even when they crucified you, knowing all these things were meant to be. For this table, such a simple thing, no wonder there were few who came to see a king the night that you were born. The mystery of the wonders you perform. The mystery of the wonders you perform.
Yes, and she does that so well. She really does. But I usually liked everything she did. And she's been gone quite a while now. But the thought of that is just kind of sad. You know, it's sad. But that's all right. Happens to all of us one time or another. So we're okay.
and she's probably just fine. She's just fine. So, okay. All right. Here's one for you guys. This is by, believe it or not, Squirrel 24. I don't know. I don't name them. I just read them. The name of the song is Jesus, Hold My Hand.
As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me, leads me safely through the sinking sand. It is the Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me do the best I can. For I need thy light to guide me day and night, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour. Through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. Kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Let me travel in the light divine that I may see the blessed way. Keep me that I may be wholly thine and sing redemption's song someday. I will be a soldier brave and true and ever firmly take a stand. As I onward go and daily meet the foe, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour. Pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. Hear my feeble plea, O Lord, look down on me. When I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. My faith in thee, dear Lord, that I may reach the golden strand. There's no other friend on whom I can depend. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour. Through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. Hear my feeble plea, O Lord, look down on me. When I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. When I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there, blessed Savior, hold my hand.
didn't want that cursor, or that cursor didn't want to go where I said it must go. So anyway, yes, I love that. I love that. You know, blessed Jesus, hold my hand, because if you do, I can get through anything. If you don't, I'm lost. Right? Here's one. Remember last week I was talking to y'all about counting your blessings? I mean, waking up in the morning is a blessing. Having food to eat is a blessing. Being able to see the sunshine, being able to feel the sunshine is a blessing. Being able to walk is a blessing. And we all know that sometimes we are injured and can't do that, so we know how much of a blessing that is. Being able to plant my tomatoes and my squash was a blessing, and they're growing and beautiful, and that too is a blessing. Air to breathe, water. Being able to see the water out on the lake, even though I have to look through the trees, I can still see it. That's a blessing. There are so many, many blessings. And if you start thinking about it, you'll be amazed. You'll be amazed. Being able to hear this music is a blessing. You know? It just really is. So, here is a song that kind of goes along with that, and it's called Count Your Blessings. Just keep on counting, because it just keeps piling up the numbers. and it's great. When you stop and think about it, each one of us has so many blessings. Just the fact that we woke up this morning and we're alive and breathing and relatively happy, you know, it's wonderful. We can sit out on the porch and have a cup of coffee and enjoy the sunshine and the cool air before it gets hot during the day. It's wonderful. It's totally wonderful. And here's another blessing that we were given those many, many years ago by Jesus being willing and doing what his Father said he needed to do for us. Okay? This is a song called There Is a Fountain Filled with Blood. And thank you, Eve, for all this music. It really is beautiful and uplifting. And it is a blessing as well.
Love that. It's beautiful.
with the blood of Jesus. We just get dunked in the flood. You don't get stained. You get washed clean, whiter than snow. Isn't that a wonderful thought? That just kind of makes my heart happy. I like that. And to go along with that, here is Elvis. A rehearsal and take one. Put your hand in the hand of the man.
Don't look at yourself as you will look at others. Put your hand in the hand of the man and still the water. Put your hand in the hand of the man and calm the sea. Don't look at yourself, you will look at others differently. Put your hand in the man from Galilee. Put your hand in the man. Every time I look at you,
man from Galilee. we forgot the ending.
Well, that's okay. That's one song that if you don't end it, it's all right. You can just keep on going. It's fine. No problem. All right. Back to songs that he sent me this morning, or yesterday afternoon, actually. Carl Jackson, The Little Mountain Church.
Yeah.
There's a little mountain church in my thoughts of yesterday, where friends and family gathered for the Lord. There are no fashioned preacher off the straight and narrow way for what few coins a congregation could afford. Dressed in all our Sunday best, but set on pews of solid oak, and I remember how our voices filled the air. How mama sounded like an angel on those high soprano notes of when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Looking back now, that little mountain church house has become my life's cornerstone. It was there in that little mountain church house I first heard the word I based my life upon. All day Sunday singings and dinner on the ground, many were the souls that were revived. While the brothers and the sisters who'd gone on to glory land slept in peace in the maple grove nearby. Looking back now, that little mountain church house has become my life's cornerstone. First heard the word I based my life upon. Looking back now, that little mountain church house has become my life's cornerstone. It was there in that little mountain church house I first heard.
Banjo music will help anything. You bet ya. Uh-huh. Here's another Elvis. I don't think it needs any introduction. You guys are all going to recognize it. And it's
Elvis, wonderful. Elvis, WW0382, take two.
A little different than y'all, otherwise I'll just blend right in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Rolling.
I'm gonna walk, walk and go.
One more time.
You're right.
LTW 0382, take three.
I'm gonna walk, walk and go to stairs, cause I know my Jesus answers all my prayers. Well, I know when he calls me to walk on my heart. Hardly wait to reach that sweet by-by-by-by-by. But now I see those pearly gates, I'll walk them golden stairs when I die, when I die. With the good I'm gonna walk them golden stairs, cause I know my Jesus answers all my prayers. Well, I know when he calls me to walk
Jesus says to me, well done, and all my cares are laid by lay down my sword, my battle is all won. I'll walk in golden stairs when I die, when I die. When I'm gonna walk in golden stairs, cause I know my Jesus, he answers all my prayers. Well, I know when he called me to my home on high, I'll walk them golden stairs when I die, when I die.
Well, I'm gonna walk it, we'll walk them golden stairs, cause I know my Jesus answers all my prayers.
Now that was a big finish. Loved it. Can we dance up them golden stairs? Do we have to walk? Can we dance up them golden stairs? I want to dance up them golden stairs while they're playing the song. Would that not be cool? Oh, yeah. Awesome. Well, here's one. This is almost the last. I have one more after this that I'm saving for the last song of the show because it's that special. Yes. So here is Mike Blanton and Evidence, and they're doing a song called Moses, Take Your Shoes Off. You on holy ground.
Moses, take your shoes off, you're on holy ground. Moses, take your shoes off, you're on holy ground. Keeps on burning in my soul right now. Moses, take your shoes off, you're on holy ground.
I heard him say,
Moses, take your shoes off, you're on holy ground.
I heard him say,
Moses, take your shoes off, you're on holy ground.
My.
Fire keeps on burning in my soul right now.
I heard him say,
Moses, take your shoes off, you're on holy ground.
God's people were in bondage, had no one to bring them out. So God called old Moses to turn his steps about. He called him up on the mountain. When he turned, he looked around. He said, Moses, take your shoes off, you're on holy ground.
Moses, take your shoes off, you're on holy ground.
I heard him say,
Moses, take your shoes off, you're on holy ground.
Lord, have mercy.
Fire keeps on burning in my soul right now.
I heard him say,
Moses,
take your shoes off,
you're on holy ground.
In this day in which we live in, we're just waiting for our change. So until he comes to get us, we shall of his love proclaim. To a dying world we'll tell it, to be ready when the trumpet sounds. And it'll be alright if my shoes come off, cause I'm standing on holy ground. I heard him say,
Moses, take your shoes off, you're on holy ground.
I heard him say,
Moses, take your shoes off, you're on holy ground.
Oh, he said,
fire keeps on burning
down
in my soul right now.
Well, he said,
Moses, take your shoes off,
you're on holy ground. Do you know that he saved your soul?
You're on holy ground.
He washed you clean and made you whole.
You're on holy ground.
I've been to the river and I've been baptized.
You're on holy ground.
My soul got happy, there's a reason why.
You're on holy ground.
Well, I took the trip to Calvary.
You're on holy ground.
He saved my soul and he set me free.
You're on holy ground.
Oh, he gave me joy that I can't explain.
You're on holy ground.
I just keep on singing in Jesus' name.
You're on holy ground.
Heard him say,
Moses, take your shoes off, you're on holy ground.
I heard him say,
Moses, why don't you take your shoes off, you're on holy ground. Fire keeps on burning in my soul right now.
Moses,
take your shoes off, you're on holy ground.
And I heard him say,
Moses, take your shoes off, you're on holy ground. take your shoes off, you're on holy ground.
Oh, there was
fire keeps on burning
down
in my soul,
in my right soul now. Right now.
Moses, take your shoes off,
you're on
holy ground.
Oh, we're on holy ground. Lord, have mercy.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't mind being told to take my shoes off if it could be done that way. That would be awesome, wouldn't it? Too bad your parents couldn't always chastise you in that fashion. That would have been cool. You got to have musical parents for that, though. But, oh, well. It's a nice thought. It really is a nice thought. I like that. Another nice thought is J.D. Sumner and the Stamps doing Roll On Jordan.
Roll on, roll on, roll on, roll on. Oh, roll on, my old river to that sweet forever land. You'll wave those gently, darling, you'll chores and kindly. Someday we must cross your bones.
Down the hallway, just doing that hand thing side to side as they say roll on with each step. And I can. I have a weird imagination. What can I tell you? Hey, it works for me. Anyway, okay. Reba McEntire. Swing low, sweet chariot.
Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me on. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry home. Well, I look over Jordan, what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. There's a band of angels coming after me, coming for to carry me home. So swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot.
Man, it just gets your blood pumping. I love it. Love it. All right, here's another one y'all are going to just love. It's called I Shall Not Be Moved, and it's a $1 million quartet.
We're going to cut the Blackman Brothers out and
stage
them on.
Hey, Eddie.
You've heard the
statement.
Oh, Lord, they're fantastic.
That's
something
they're
going to
go
cold. Hey, Chief. Yeah.
Yeah,
correct. Jake, yes, it's putting them on.
I shall not be moved.
Just like a tree,
just like a tree
growing in the meadow,
down by the water.
I shall not be moved.
I'm on my way to glory land.
I shall not be moved. On my way to glory land.
I will not be moved.
Look, 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 tree.
I shall not be moved.
Just like a tree that's planted by the water. I shall not be moved.
I shall not be moved.
On this rock of ages, I shall not be moved.
Hallelujah. I shall not be moved.
Just like a tree
that is planted by the
water.
Water, I shall not be moved.
Oh, you gotta love it. You gotta love. I love it when they actually do a whole song instead of just 45 seconds or a minute and 10 seconds or something like. You get a whole song and it's fantastic. It's absolutely fantastic. All right, Johnny Cash, Gospel Road.
Two weary travelers from Jerusalem, walking with a stranger down that dusty highway. Two weary travelers from Jerusalem, walking with a stranger down that dusty road. And they walked another hour to Emmaus town, and shared their supper till the sun went down. When he broke the bread, then the word spread around that Christ was on that gospel road. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John told about Jesus on that dusty highway. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John told about Jesus on that dusty road. How his pillows were the stones where they laid his head. How the hungry 5,000 on the hill were fed. How they sent him to the cross, but he came back instead to walk upon that gospel road. Paul and Silas in the midnight jail were talking about Jesus on that dusty highway. Paul and Silas in the midnight jail were talking about Jesus on that dusty road. And they sang out rejoicing and the jail split wide. The doors busted open and they walked outside. But they went back to preaching through the countryside and walking down that gospel road. So two by two and three by three, they walked in his footsteps on that dusty highway. Two by two and three by three, they walked in his footsteps on that dusty road. And they died in shipwrecks and in lions' dens. Then they died on crosses and the spears of men. But when one fell back, two more would start again to walk upon that gospel road. Two weary travelers from Jerusalem, walking to Emmaus on that gospel highway. Two weary pilgrims from Jerusalem, walking to Emmaus on that gospel road. On the highway to Galilee is Emmaus town. It was here eyewitnesses saw him walking down. When the three broke the bread, then the word spread around that Christ was on that gospel road. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John told about Jesus on that dusty highway. Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and John told about Jesus on that dusty road. How his pillows were the stones where he laid his head. How the hungry 5,000 on the hill were fed. How they sent him to the cross, but he came back instead to walk upon that gospel road. Talking about Jesus on that gospel highway. Preaching about Jesus on that gospel road.
All right. We need, no we don't. I was going to say we need a little breather, but no we don't. What do we want to breathe for, right? Okay, so this is Dolly Parton, Old Time Religion.
Give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, and it's good enough for me, makes you me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, and it's good enough for me. It will take us all to heaven, it will take us all to heaven, it will take us all to heaven, and that's good enough for me. Give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, give me that old time religion, and it's good enough for me.
I don't know what there is about it. It's just fantastic. Doesn't matter who sings it. You know, it's got to be upbeat and it's got to move and it's just wonderful. It's wonderful. Okay, that's the only word I could come up with. Anyway, here's another Elvis. So High.
God Almighty,
oh,
it is
high,
it is wide, oh
Lord,
you might have
known.
Well, I went down in the valley, you know I did, I rode that stage. My soul got happy in the valley.
A minute to breathe. So seeing as how it's that time, I'm going to say thank y'all for joining me. It was so much fun. This music just gets y'all up and moving, get your blood circulation, get you being thankful and praising God for all the blessings he's given us. And we had some healing. And you know what? It's been fantastic. I've had a great time doing all this for you. I hope you have enjoyed it as much as I have enjoyed it. And, you know, there's going to be a rock and roll show coming at you on Tuesday. So, hey, Monday is Shauna's opening episode on, it's next Monday. Anyway, it's getting real close that she's going to start doing her show on YouTube. So y'all be watching out for that. And like I said, we'll have another rock and roll show coming at you on Tuesday. Thank you so much for joining me. Bless you, everyone. Everybody out in internet land, thank you for joining me. I hope you had a good time, enjoyed the music, and were blessed by it. Because that's the whole point of gospel music, is to get into your soul and bless you, lift you up, and let you feel God's presence, okay? And I'm going to do America's Marines singing Days of Elijah as a closing. And in the meantime, I want to say, God bless you. God keep you. God make his face to shine upon you and give you peace. And blessed be the name of the Lord. I'll see y'all Tuesday. Good night.
Right. Follow me.